This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. In his current role as the Director of Technology at Keycode Media, Michael Comas consults on the latest in technology and best practices with digital media. He's also, well, he has this strange love of workflows, which we forgive him of. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. It's fantastic to hear the smooth, dulcet sounds of Larry Jordan.
Yes, well, it's nice that the smooth, dulcet tones of Larry Jordan don't have a cold. I thought I was going to die at NAB, and I managed to survive because now I get to talk to you. What were the highlights of the show?
Cloud this, cloud that. Everything was cloud in South Hall Lower and Upper. Everyone was interoping with Microsoft. Everyone was interoping with Amazon and leveraging the, I almost hate to use the term, but leveraging the AI, the intelligence that these cloud providers have to bolster the feature set of the solutions that the manufacturers in South Hall Lower and Upper were pushing.
Well, what do you mean by AI?
It's a good question. So machine learning, artificial intelligence, and I'm not talking Skynet, I'm not talking anything like that, but we're talking computers who can pick out patterns. And those patterns, whether they be speech-to-text, whether it be facial recognition, whether it be noticing brand logos and names, and we saw a ton of asset management companies taking advantage of this on the back end, saying, look, you can use our asset management spun up in the cloud and then leverage these tools within these cloud providers to add more metadata, as I'm sure Philip will talk about, to your assets.
Well, one of the things Ned mentioned is that he didn't see a whole lot of hardware announcements, but did see a lot of workflow and much more attention being paid to what we're using the hardware to create. You notice anything?
Completely. I think for years it's been moving away from custom hardware to generic hardware with custom software. But one thing Ned did mention that I think we're a little farther along than he may have made it seem would be video over IP. If we look at Grass Valley, if we look at if we look at Ross, if we look at NewTek, they're all developing or have developed standards of transmitting video over IP instead of traditional SDI cables. So we're a lot farther along than just starting to look at it.
Now, have they unified around a single standard, or do we have the NewTek standard and the Grass Valley standard?
There's a lot of different standards, just like HDR. And unfortunately, SMPTE haven't finalized their recommendations. And then you have companies like NewTek pushing their own. So there really isn't one standard right now, unfortunately.
Last year, I almost bought a helicopter. I didn't have the money, and I have no place to park it. But it had my name on it. So, what did you see at that caught your eye at the show?
Well, speaking of automobiles, actually, I saw one off the show floor. Lucas Wilson of Supersphere Productions has a partnership with a 2D production broadcast truck, all outfitted with Blackmagic gear. But what they also do is shoot 360, and then in that 360 broadcast, they superimpose the 2D images. So if you're watching a sporting event or a concert, you can have a heads-up display almost with stats or facts or other camera angles without taking you out of the 360 experience.
All right. I'll get my helicopter. You get your 360 production truck. Did you sense an overall theme at the show?
No, I found that more people, as has been mentioned before, wanted to get news out ahead of time because they realized that the white noise, they'll get lost in it. So I saw a lot of people pushing to get their word out prior to try and garner that kind of press before NAB.
So what was your feeling? Big show or sort of an off-year show?
The statistics I read said that we had 100,000 people, 103,000 people, I think, and 1,900 exhibitors. But the key word that I saw was registered. They didn't say how many actually showed up. So it seemed a little bit lighter this year, but the numbers say registered were more.
NAB was saying 106,000 the last day of the show. That was the number they published. So that's the number that I take away with. Michael, for people that want more information, where can they go on the web?
two places. You can go to michaelkamis.com and my web series on technology, 5thingsseries.com.
That's all one word, Michael Kamis, K-A-M-M-E-S, michaelkamis.com. And Michael himself is the voice you're listening to. Michael, thanks so much for your time.
A pleasure, Larry. Thank you.
Bye-bye.